Study, Best and Worst U.S. Cities for Veterans in 2018. By Merrill Hope on November 12, 2018. WalletHub, the personal finance website, commemorated Veterans Day by releasing its annual ranking of the best and worst U.S. cities for former servicemen and women to put down roots. Austin, Texas, top 2018's best and worst places for veterans to live as the overall best U.S. city for military veterans to live, a distinction which the Texas capital city held for the second consecutive year. Rounding out the top five were two Arizona cities, Scottsdale, number 2, and Gilbert, number 5, as well as Colorado Springs, Colorado, number 3, and Raleigh, North Carolina, number 4. Source, WalletHub. The 10 worst cities for veterans included Ohio Metros, Cleveland, number 92, and Toledo, number 95. California contributed San Bernardino, number 94, and Fresno, number 97. Also at the bottom of the pack were Philadelphia, number 91, Baton Rouge, number 93, Baltimore, number 96, Memphis, number 98, Newark, number 99, and Detroit, number 100. WalletHub analysts determined their best and worst picks by comparing 100 of the nation's largest cities using 18 metrics such as veteran friendliness, percentage of military skill-related jobs, affordable housing, and availability of VA health facilities, which they cataloged into four main categories: employment, economy, quality of life, and health. The study also ranked how cities performed in numerous subgroups. Plano, Texas, experienced the lowest veteran unemployment rate at 2.4%, which was 6.5 times lower than Detroit, the city with the highest unemployment rate at 15.6%. Plano, a Dallas suburb, ranked as 6th overall best city for veterans, followed by Virginia Beach, Virginia, number 7, Irvine, California, number 8, and Florida's Tampa, number 9, and Orlando, number 10. Virginia Beach had the highest veteran population of 130.4, which was 15.3 times greater than Hialeah, Florida, with only 8.51 veterans, according to the study. Although Hialeah, a Miami suburb, rated poorly, number 97, on its percentage of military skill-related jobs, it had the lowest percent of veterans living below the poverty line. Stockton, California, with only 1.91% of impoverished former military members, placed second to the South Florida city. The highest veteran income growth resulted in a five-way tie among Hialeah, Birmingham, Alabama, Miami, Reno, Nevada, and Irving, Texas. Conversely, the California cities of Long Beach, number 96, Riverside, number 97, and Irvine, number 100, and the Texas municipalities of Garland, number 98, and Laredo, number 99, saw the lowest veteran income growth in the nation. Fremont, California, and Madison, Wisconsin, tied for the top U.S. metros with the highest percentage of military skill-related jobs. Miami, number 99, and North Las Vegas, number 100, had the lowest. WalletHub determined the fewest numbers of homeless veterans resided in Virginia Beach, number 1, followed by Birmingham, number 2, Jacksonville, Florida, number 3, Riverside, California, number 4, and Raleigh, number 5. Homelessness plagued veterans in three California metros: Los Angeles, Long Beach, and San Francisco, as well as in Honolulu and Atlanta. In 2018, the number of homeless veterans, in general, dropped about 5% after rising 1 year earlier, according to Military Times. Previously, the publication noted that an increase in veteran homelessness during 2017 reflected estimates from before President Donald Trump took office and any of his new housing policies were put in place. Quality of care in the VA healthcare system has been a high-profile sore spot. Health IT Analytics reported the system, criticized for its staggeringly long wait times and massive backlog of benefit claims for disabled veterans, was rocked by scandal in 2013 when several patient deaths were blamed on the systematic flaws in the electronic patient scheduling process. The online healthcare publication estimated 71% of VA medical centers identified problems and applied fixes to raise their quality of care over the past year. Still, In June, the president signed into law the VA Mission Act to replace the troubled Veterans Choice Program, expanding private health care options for veterans. Trump said that part of the reason he ran for president was to help improve veterans' care. In September, he signed a bill to better fund the Department of Veterans Affairs for fiscal year 2019. Earlier this year, WalletHub ranked the nation's best and worst states for military retirees to live. The top 10 states were Florida, Virginia, New Hampshire, Alabama, South Carolina, Maine, South Dakota, Alaska, Idaho, and Texas. As this survey has indicated in previous years, red states continue to remain more military-friendly toward veteran retirees than blue states. Follow Merrill Hope, a member of the original Breitbart Texas team, on Facebook and Twitter.